Eugenie, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program.
My pleasure.
Firstly, could you give us a snapshot of how the new childcare subsidy is meant to work?
Sure. So the new subsidy is being billed as a more generous subsidy overall for parents. It provides an hourly subsidy based on hourly childcare fees, and how much you can claim as a parent depends on the number of hours you work. So the longer you work, the more you can claim, and also your income level as well. So as your income increases, the subsidy rate tapers off. So, but up to about $350,000 in combined income, parents will generally have access to some level of subsidy as long as they meet what is known as the work or activity test.
It seems somewhat straightforward, I guess you might say. You know, you get X amount of money depending on X amount of hours you're working, because this is about fostering more participation in the workforce and based, again, as you mentioned there, on your actual income. So it seems fairly straightforward. Looking at the actual system, are working mums going to be better or worse off under this new system?
Yes, well, there's a lot of debate about that. Certainly some mothers will be better off, but at the same time, others won't be. So there are there's a much stricter work or activity test in place now. But as well as that, the system is actually still quite complex and bureaucratic for parents to navigate. So parents, especially mothers, I suppose, will have to work out how many hours they're working. So that's actually more difficult than it seems, especially for people on shift work or working irregular hours, because they have to be careful they don't overclaim the subsidy, or else at the end of the year they will owe a debt to the government. And this, likewise for their income. Again, if parents are working irregular hours, their income may actually fluctuate from fortnight to fortnight, which actually makes it more difficult to work out what they're entitled to.
I mean, we've seen how smoothly bureaucracy can work with other government programs. Obviously, you know, people out of work and the same like.
That's absolutely correct. And the broader point, Sean, though, is that you know, there is no guarantee that this subsidy will actually work in the long term in reducing prices or out-of-pocket costs for parents. In fact, we know that subsidies generally don't prevent prices from going up. If anything, they can actually add to price increases. And that's a real concern, because affordability, we know that affordability is the number one concern for parents around childcare.
Well, that is really, as you say, the key issue that we see here. I mean, this is a policy looking to increase workplace participation for mothers who have kids to take care of, young children, obviously enough. But in a lot of situations, we've seen affordability being such that mums would essentially be earning less than what they're paying out for childcare. By going to the workforce, they're actually losing money because they have to pay for childcare, as opposed to just staying home with the kid, minding the kid 24/7.
That's exactly right, Sean. That's definitely a big issue. We've seen childcare fees increase 15% in the last 3 years, out-of-pocket costs for parents going up 10% in the last 3 years. This isn't sustainable for parents who need affordable childcare. But we definitely need to ask the question of why the government hasn't been able to achieve the objective of affordability so far. And a big part of that needs to focus on the impact of actually regulation in the childcare sector. So it is a very highly regulated sector, and that actually makes it more expensive for childcare centres to operate, and naturally childcare centres will pass on those costs of regulation to the parents through higher fees. So if the government is serious about promoting workforce participation among mothers, they do need to look at what are the factors that are actually making childcare more expensive. And some of those factors are actually regulation put in place by the same government.
Well, just as a final point, Eugenie, I mean, we see private companies trying to help working mums, working parents, I should really say, try to balance their work and their life, raising their kids along with their work. But obviously, we don't want to rely on private companies to sort of foot this kind of one. So what do you think, in your view, what do you think the government could be doing more of to provide assistance to working mums and dads?
Well, I think ultimately the government needs to look at how they can facilitate a system that provides choice and flexibility to parents. So I think it's important to recognise that parents will have different needs. They might have different preferences, and different sorts of childcare may work best for them, whether it be home-based care, formal childcare, or using their grandparents or a nanny. But the way the system currently works is that parents only have access to financial assistance based on using a very narrow kind of childcare, so that is formal childcare. So I think as a starting point, the government needs to look at how it can provide more choice and flexibility for parents.
Well, Eugenie, thank you very much. Obviously, a very important issue. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, my pleasure, Sean.